different options that are available.
Hello?
Hey, Carlos, Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, so I called because what they're trying to do is they're trying to get all the documents for you. They just have a quick question for you. On your tax return, the employer ID number is different than the one that you put on your application. What? Because on the tax return, it says you're a sole prop, and then everything else says you're an LLC. So what is the better tax ID number?
No, I should be an LLC.
Okay. Because on your tax return... Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, on your tax return, you have your employer ID number that's different than on your application that you put in.
Well, it shouldn't be. It should be 46134-7297.
Okay. Let me see here. Yeah, because that's the one I have on the working on the application.
Right, but if the one.
Okay, if you look at your tax return, I don't know if you have that in front of you.
No.
That's okay. On your employer ID there, it says it's a different number. It's 95362-7047.
No, it should be the same. I never even checked that, to be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's the one that you should go with, though.
That. Yeah, the one I gave you is the one I always use.
Okay.
I'm going to have to find out why it's different on my tax form.
Yeah, it's really weird. And it also says it also says on your tax form, sole prop.
Well, that probably was my old when I was sole proprietor before I changed to LLC, that was probably my number then.
Oh, okay. When did that happen? That's fine.
About a couple years ago, we switched to LLC.
Oh, okay. All right. Then that makes perfect sense. So was it called Allied Office Equipment before?
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. That's what
it
was. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah. Okay, that's all I needed to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I was going to ask you too. They only going to give me like 13.5 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
You know? That's what he said. So, is there any way and then they're going to charge me like for what, 6 months? It was going to be like $4,000 worth of interest. And so what would be the interest rate, you know? Can an interest rate go down? Plus he said that if after three and a half months, if I could reapply and get a bigger line and et cetera, et cetera, halfway through a loan.
Yeah, so
can't, go ahead.
So what that's called, just a refinancing option. Once you get halfway or midway through your term, your initial term, you can do a refinance option. That means additional funding and longer terms with better rates. Unfortunately, I don't know anything about what the rate is or anything like that. All that I see on my side is really just, I see that you have an approval. It doesn't show me any numbers or anything like that. If you want, I can have Jeremiah call you. But it will be, as soon as I get these documents, it will all be in those documents that I'll shoot over to you. So if you want to take a look at them,
yeah.
You can look that over.
All right. Okay. We'll go from there then. Okay.
Okay. That sounds good. Right. Perfect. Right. Okay. So that closes up everything. Right on.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Yeah, bye-bye.